So the das is supposed to be three, we take three hadasim, each one is supposed to be three tefachim long, which for the raisa we'd be macher and say that's about 12 inches. So the first one will need hadasim for chol amoy, it can be makel on a smaller shear. Second day is mechalek the mechaber and the ramah, whether you're macher on it, if it's a deraisa or not. There's a question, the more differentiates between hadasim, which are kosher, and what's known as a hadas shaita. Hadas shaita is that it's growing in an inorderly fashion, an unorderly fashion. It's not growing together. And the definition of a kosher hadasim is that there are three leaves growing at the same height on the branches. So there's going to be multiple sets of three leaves. More than three leaves is also fine, at least three leaves growing on the same height on the branch. Now, the definition of the same height in the branch is going to be challenging. So, according to some, that's fine, but if you look at the leaves seem to be growing at the same height. We're not necessarily looking at, each one has a little uket, has a little node that it grows out of, off of the branch. One might be higher, one might be lower, but as long as the leaves look like they're at the same height, that is sufficient. That has been the minig, that's the old minig, to assume that that's considered mishuloshin. You do not need to look at the uksim that they're the same height. However, there were some poskim who brought up this question. Maybe the definition has to be they have to come out of the branch at the same spot, the same height, or something close to that. And therefore, the little stems, when they come out of the branch, also have to come out at the same height of the branch. So it's preferred in halacha that you should do that. You should find that the definition of mishulish is that the three leaves are coming out of the branch at the same height. How much of the branch has to be mishulish? So the halacha is that to be kosher, you need roiver of the branch to be mishulish. So you take a branch, it's 12 inches long, so it's covered by leaves, sets of leaves, let's say 10 sets of leaves going up is if the majority of those, if the majority of the space of the branch of the 12 inches has leaves in it which are mishulish, it's considered mishulish. Preferably, it's the chakila person should use leaves which the whole thing is mishulish. All 12 inches are mishulish. If you have a longer one, as long as the shear is mishulish, it is the chakila. In general, practically speaking, when you check your hadasim, towards the top they tend to be mishulish, and they tend to start becoming non-mishulish towards the bottom. So you start checking from the top down. So the top one is mishulish. The one below that is mishulish. They keep going down, seeing how far down they continue to be mishulish, and that's how you would calculate your shear. There's a machlokes in regards to niktam roshay. If the top of the branch is nicked off, it's a problem by hadasim, by rovitz, it's possible. By hadasim, there's a shita which holds that it's kosher because since there are leaves which grow there, so it covers it over, it's not so visible, and therefore it's considered acceptable. But the halacha is we do not rely on that unless a person would be impossible to get branches which are not niktam. If the leaf is missing, it's considered, that's not a problem, it's only the katima is in the wood. In regards to, we mentioned the Chaim Brach, he gives a list of the preferred milas of looking for hadasim. It says they should be fresh and green. They should be mishulish, which means by the ukits also. The leaves should be not larger than your thumbnail. You want to look for smaller leaves. The leaves should grow upwards around the branch, so it's covering the branch. And there should not be any wood visible. That it should be enough sets of leaves that you're not seeing the wood in between. It should look totally just more looks like you're going to see leaves. Last point that he says, it's preferable to get a hadas which is longer than three tefachim, because as leaves fall out, the halachic issues of when you lose some of your leaves, we want that even if some of the leaves come out, they should still, you still be, know that for sure you have enough of a hadas which is mishulish to be kosher. I want to touch on that one point. When you put your hadasim, if you're using the holders which come with the dalad minim, with the lulav, when you put your hadasim in over there many times, if you push them in, you will rip out your leaves. You want to make sure that you get a holder which has a larger opening, and and soften a little bit of water, something, let it soften a little bit before you put it in. So when you push it in, they're not pushing against this very hard piece of a lulav leaf, and it's going to be ripping out your hadassim leaves, which might create a psul before you start.